You're listening to SBS News.
Gotabaya Rajapaksa, a former defence official in Sri Lanka, has been victorious in the nation's presidential election. Mr. Rajapaksa is revered by Sri Lanka's ethnic majority for his role in ending a bloody civil war, but he's feared by minorities for his brutal approach. He says he will serve all Sri Lankans.
I thank everyone who supported me. I understand that I am the president of the citizens who voted for me and of those who use their vote against me. Therefore, I am well aware that I am bound to serve every Sri Lankan, irrespective of race or religion. I will make sure to fulfill that task.
Official results showed the 70-year-old took 52.25% of the vote. His rival, Sajid Premadasa, had already conceded. While many Tamils and other minorities may have been concerned at Mr. Rajapaksa's election victory, Michael Breen from the University of Melbourne School of Social and Political Sciences told SBS his promise of increasing national security in the wake of the Easter bombings will have persuaded many voters.
Rajapaksa is prioritising security, and Sri Lanka already was a very security-conscious state, and even more so since the recent terrorist bombings. Rajapaksa has painted himself as the only candidate who can assure security for the country.
Mr. Rajapaksa's victory marks the return of a family removed from power in 2015 elections, amid constant reports of nepotism, skimming off development deals with China, and alleged human rights violations during the end of the civil war in 2009. Dr. Pakia Sotai Saravanamuta is the Executive Director of the Centre for Policy Alternatives. He told SBS the scars of the civil war have not gone away.
This country is therefore always going to be at war with itself. It's not going to heal. And as long as it doesn't heal, we're not going to have the unity necessary to go for the prosperity which we all believe we deserve.
One of Mr. Rajapaksa's supporters, businessman Priyanto da Silva, says he believes the new president-elect is the right man to unite the country and give it a greater profile on the world stage.
Irrespective of what we are, what kind, race, religion, if we work together, we can compete in a world economy. And that is why I think I would like Mr. Gotabaya and support him. And I think it's the right time to put all our differences behind and work for the country.
And company director Nishan Abagana Wardana says if Mr. Rajapaksa upholds his election promises, it will be for the best.
He has promised many things in his manifesto, so we hope that he can do that. So he given the commitment that what he can do in his 5 years' time. So we hope that he will definitely do that. And we wish him all the very best, and we give our full support wherever areas we can do to make the country better.
Mahinda Rajapaksa, Gotabaya's brother and the former president of Sri Lanka for 10 years, is widely expected to be the next prime minister. Alan Lee, SBS News.